Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The DH, Mark Brauhart. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Gary Ward. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting third. The center fielder, Ron Washington. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, John Castineau. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting 7th. The catcher, Sal Butera. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Lenny Fado. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Fernando Arroyo. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mackinnon juggles the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Howell moves to second. Mark Brauhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howell moves to third. Mark Brauhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brauhart hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Felton now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount is called out on strikes. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Fado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvie moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Brewers. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brouhard hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner moves to third. One out. John Hobbs now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner scores. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 9-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobbs covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Molitor. Ward reaches second base with a double. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 9-1, Brewers. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howell hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brouhard strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner is hit by the pitch. Thomas moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. Butera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. Butera moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0-for-1 in the game. Fado hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. Fado reaches third base with a triple. Butera scores. It's 9-2, Brewers. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oglavie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Engel. Oglavie reaches second base with a double. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Howell is hit by the pitch. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Chuck Baker now playing second base. Mark Funderburk now playing left field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mackinnon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-2, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado misplays the ball. That's an error on Fado. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive to left field. The ball gets by Funderburk. Washington fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Cooper moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-2, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 14-2, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvie moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Mark Brouillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouillard is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brouillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brouillard is thrown out after the base hit. Ogilvie scores. Thomas scores. Howell moves to third. Two outs. It's 16-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 16, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Sal Bando now playing first base. Charlie Moore now catching. Thad Bosley now playing right field. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackanin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to second. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Castano moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 16, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Verhoeven now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 16, and the Twins 2. the Twins will come to bat. Donnie Moore now pitching. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Fado moves to second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fado scores. Ward moves to third. It's 16-3, Brewers. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Funderburk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funderburk hits a fly ball into center field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Two outs. It's 16-4, Brewers. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Engel moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Engel scores. It's 16-5, Brewers. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mackanin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 16, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verhoeven fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verhoeven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 16, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butera takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell pinch runs for Lenny Fado. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 16, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.